My dear and the beloved in Christ, before we even talk about the existence of God, we have to talk about truth. What is truth? That is a question which Pontius Pilate inquired of Jesus as he stood before him. Truth is that which conforms to reality. It's agreement of the mind with reality. Revealed truth is any truth communicated by God to mankind and proposed for our acceptance. Absolute truth is true for all persons, at all times, and in all places. Truth is not conditional. Truth has to be absolute in order to be truth. If truth were relative and based upon the view of the individual, it would vary from one person to another and thus contradict itself, since individuals have different views. That would not be a situation of various truths, but of various opinions or ideas. Truth cannot contradict itself. Opposite ideas cannot both be true at the same time and in the same sense. For example, one can say that the earth is round, while another says it's flat. One can say white is white, while another says it's black. One can say God exists, and another says God does not exist. In the case of these examples, the law of non-contradiction states that both statements in each case cannot be true. This law helps us discover what's false and what is indeed true. It's like a natural lie detector, and it's self-evident and undeniable. Regardless of how stubborn one is to hold to their false reasoning and false opinion of what is true. You'll hear some people say regarding something that it's true for you, but not for me. Once again, truth cannot contradict itself. What these people are really saying is they do not want to accept the reality that this is really true because it does not fit into their agenda. So they relegate truth to an individual acceptance and labeling of something as true, regardless of the reality of the situation. This would be foolish. This would be as foolish as if it were raining and somebody made a comment, "It's not raining." Not a truth, but a denial of the truth. He views it in such a way as to deny its existence, that it's raining. It would follow that the one in denial would tell another person, "It may be raining to you, but it is not to me." God is truth in the highest wisdom. He is unchangeable truth because his essential being is goodness and truth. Truth is one. Falsehoods are many. When Demosthenes, the ancient Greek statesman and orator, was asked, "What should people have that is like God?" he answered, "To act kindly and to love the truth." Pythagoras, an ancient Greek philosopher, stated, "The most gracious gifts bestowed by God on man are to embrace the truth and to devote oneself to acts of kindness." My dearly beloved in Christ, Lactantius, an early Catholic author, pointed out three steps to the truth. The first, to know what religions are false and to cast aside the worship of false gods. Second, to understand that there is one supreme God whose power and providence created and governs the world. And third, to recognize Jesus Christ as a Redeemer by whose teachings we are guided to the truth and are freed from error. In order to reveal to us a sure way to heaven, Jesus Christ, truth itself, came on earth to become our teacher by word and example. When questioned by Pontius Pilate, our Lord said, "This is why I was born and why I've come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." When addressing his bitter enemies, our Redeemer said, "He who is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear is that you are not of God. Instead of listening to Christ, they serve Satan, the father of lies. The Catholic Church is the one true religion because it was founded by the Son of God. Our Redeemer established his church to continue his mission of teaching, ruling, and sanctifying souls. My dearly beloved in Christ, the Catholic Church brings souls to the knowledge of the one true God, the Blessed Trinity, one God in three divine persons, and provides us with knowledge of the Incarnation, that God sent his Son into the world to redeem us. From its foundation, the Catholic Church has continuously worked for the salvation of souls by providing the means of grace and by preserving unchanged the deposit of faith, scripture, and tradition, handed down by divine revelation through the 12 apostles and our Lord himself. It gives us knowledge of true blessedness, which does not consist in wealth, power, honor, or sinful pleasures, but in sanctifying grace and the possession of God and the everlasting happiness of heaven. Those who earnestly seek the truth and the true God will find it in the traditional Catholic Church. God enlightens every person who comes into the world and offers everyone sufficient grace for salvation. Father Galway has written, "Often in these times of unbelief and indifference to the truth, we must repeat our conviction that our Lord is the truth and that we cannot love anything but the truth." My dearly beloved in Christ, sadly, many people love sin more than God and go along with the crowd. Since the truth cannot be contradicted, they usually deny, question, or make it a matter of controversy or choice. How many cowards have silenced the voice of conscience and what they know is true in their hearts in order to have an easy escape from their duties to God, their neighbor, and even to their own soul? Satan, who is the father of lies and deception, has multiplied false religions without number. Each denomination originated from the seed of pride, satisfying people's craving for novelty and self-satisfaction. Satan has promulgated every shape and type of falsehood and has abhorred and persecuted the truth alone. My dearly beloved in Christ, Satan has made it difficult to find the one true religion because he has initiated so many denominations with smoke screen deceptions and false teachings. Religions differ in matters big and small and have various forms of worship. Both the Protestant heretics of the 16th century and the modernists of the 20th did not bring to light truths that had been forgotten, but substituted their own false opinions for ancient truths, which they no longer wanted to follow. They did not rediscover the Bible, but changed and falsely interpreted to suit their own views and agenda. My dearly beloved in Christ, this resulted in many errors and much confusion. Heretics throughout the centuries were not divinely commissioned, but were empowered by Satan and driven by pride, assuming the right to change the church and the Bible to suit their own purposes. The countless varying Protestant religions all claim to follow the Bible. But one might ask, which Bible? Since heresy does not conform to sacred scripture, heretics have changed or rewritten it. Many Protestant religions commonly reject seven books or whole sections of the Bible that Catholics hold as inspired by God, namely Tobias, Judith, Wisdom, Baruch, Ecclesiasticus, 1st and 2nd Maccabees, and parts of Esther, Daniel, and, of course, the Epistle of St. James. Regarding the inspiration of the Bible, one of two things must be true. Either the Holy Ghost had tried to guide Catholics to know which books belong in the Bible, and we still got some of the books wrong, or the Holy Ghost succeeded, making sure the Bible was made up of what the exact books that God himself inspired. In other words, God either preserved his church throughout history from errors that would corrupt his teachings, or he did not, In which case, we could be only somewhat confident that most of our beliefs were hopefully true. Because the Bible has become a stumbling block to many, some now teach that Jesus is not God and that the Bible is not inspired by God. They conveniently circumvent the entire issue by denying the truth and saying it's not true for them. The modernist heresy is a total apostasy or abandonment of the Catholic faith, and it's prompted by heretics who are both wicked and blasphemous. The multiplication of religions and the changes resulting from Vatican II are not a necessary adaptation of the gospel to different times and nationalities and the character and temperament of different races, but a murderous device of the Father of Lies to thwart the will of our Savior, Jesus, that all men come to the knowledge of the truth and be made one by one faith in one shepherd. God wishes all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The devil constantly works for the ruin and damnation of immortal souls. My dearly beloved in Christ, the Catholic Church is the true church founded by Jesus Christ and is one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Since its inception, the Catholic Church has faithfully adhered to the gospel and preserved the truth. Far from forgetting the doctrine contained in the gospel, it has made countless sacrifices to explain and preserve intact and unchanged the truths entrusted to its care. My dearly beloved in Christ, God had to see to it that his church would not teach error. St. Paul has written, God wishes all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God demands that we believe his teachings under pain of hell. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. God therefore had to provide that the church that he made to bring his teachings to all people would be protected from teaching error. Without a church that cannot teach error, we would never learn or get Christ's true teaching in its fullness. Christ promised that he would be with his church when it teaches. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world. He promised he would be with his church in teaching. If Christ is with the church in teaching, the church cannot teach error. It'd be absurd to suppose that our Lord established a church which could fall into error and then have a barrage of individuals come along, each one who thinks they alone have the truth and who in turn change it continually to suit their personal opinions of what should or should not be taught or done. My dearly beloved in Christ, Christ also promised that the gates of hell would not prevail against his church. And I say to thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Christ said his church, the one he made, is like a city built upon a rock and is so strong that even hell cannot push it over. That certainly means that it will do what it's supposed to do, teach people the truth. The Catholic Church, guided by God, has always taught what's teaching today. It cannot change its teaching. It gives us the same teaching in every nation and in every century in history. Other religions, including the new church established by the Vatican II Council, change the teachings of Christ to suit their personal or political agenda of the time. My dearly beloved in Christ, we were born to bear witness to the precious truth which God has given us by living as children of God and by working for the salvation of souls by spreading this truth to others. We must be firm in holding on to our faith, which God has so generously given us, and do our best to explain it to others. We must also obey the church in all matters of religion, even when we don't understand some or have difficulty living according to them. We cannot pick and choose from the teachings of Christ, but must accept all, since the church cannot be in error. In closing, we must not only know our religion, but live it. By faithful attendance at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, frequent reception of the sacraments, devotion to Mary, daily prayer, self-denial, in cooperation with God's grace. My dearly beloved in Christ, grace and truth are like a spark of heavenly fire. If they're not carefully tended, the fire will be extinguished. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.